The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their grave, you know.
Oh, I'm sorry. Second hour of the National Intel Report on the 30th of October, 09. Okay. This came across the news wires the other day. And to give you an example of how people are being terrorized by their own governments. And this seems like a simple thing, but it's really not. It's the attitude of the government. And this happened in England. A man was arrested after he had shown a torch, flashlight, and an Apache attack helicopter flying 10 foot above his garden. Story says he'll not be charged. Really? What about the pilot was flying 10 feet over his garden? Torben Marriott, 63 years of age, at Stradbroke, Suffolk, was arrested on suspicion of acting in a manner likely to endanger an aircraft. Police said that Mr. Marriott had been released from his bail conditions and no further action would be taken against him. Mr. Marriott said his experience has been demeaning and humiliating. Marriott, who runs a stage lighting firm, criticized police for being heavy-handed and wasting resources. He felt vibrations. Now, this guy is asleep in his own house. He said he was awoken by an almighty noise and vibration at about 1 o'clock in the morning. He said, my first reaction was that it was an earthquake. It was clear night, but pitch black, and I could feel the vibrations beating against my chest. Very frightening. That's when I realized that it must be a helicopter really low and very close. I couldn't see any navigation lights from the direction of the noise, so he got out his flashlight. Mr. Marriott said he found it hard to believe the pilot would have lost control in the face of his flashlight. Don't tell the Taliban that all they need is a 10-quid torch to bring down some of our finest young flyers in their multi-million-pound high-tech gunships. The Ministry of Defense said the shining of any kind of light at a helicopter was dangerous because pilots could be dazzled. So why is a pilot hovering over this guy's garden with no navigation lights at 1 o'clock in the morning? Isn't that terrorizing the citizenry? And how many exercises, ladies and gentlemen, in this country have been done under the guise of, well, we need to do real-world exercise, you know, to prepare our troops for, you know, places like Afghanistan or Iraq. Gunships, live fire exercises, them blowing the snot out of things, using real live ammunition, putting holes in things. These exercises have been going on all around the country for years. But that's okay. That's okay. Don't be terrorized. It's just the government, and we're here to help you. Simply amazing. You can be terrorized if the government's doing it, but you're a terrorist if you even as much as suggest in jolly old England that, hey, your H1N1 vaccine ain't going to take it. You're an extremist. We'll take the break. We'll be right back.
Attention RBN listeners. The Freeze-Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
Well, I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Well, since Obama declared a national emergency the other day, Global Research ran this on their website, the martial law alert over swine flu. Let's do a quick fact check here on the H1N1. According to World Health Organization, pandemic level 6, Mach 3 with your hair on fire. Well, here's the facts. No swine flu threat exists. Reported H1N1 infections and deaths are uncorroborated. World Health Organization predicting a global pandemic affecting as many as 2 billion people over the next 2 years is nothing but falsified hype. Vaccines don't always protect against diseases. They're designed to prevent and often cause them. All vaccines contain harmful toxins, including mercury, aluminum, formaldehyde. And I think this is phenoxyl ethanol. What is that, folks? It's antifreeze. And squalene adjuvants that weaken and can destroy the human immune system, making it vulnerable to many annoying to life-threatening illnesses, and evidence suggests that the H1N1 strain could have been bioengineered in U.S. laboratories, and the vaccines being produced for it are extremely hazardous and potentially lethal. Now, under no circumstances should anyone submit to them, even if threatened with fines, quarantine, or incarceration. Now, there has been a lot done, and it's just not just recently. The history of this goes back for years, and I'll get into more of that. And I'm still gathering the information on the health care bill. when Pelosi did her public utterances the other day, guess what? If you weren't vetted and cleared to attend the conference, you were rejected. Kind of like the White House going to war with Fox News. Not that I'm any big fan of Fox News, but to actually cut out a news reporting agency from attending White House briefings or press conferences, absolutely unprecedented in this country. Chris Hinckley, how you doing, Chris? He hung up? Well, tell him not to hang up the next time. I'm going to do that to him on his show, see how he likes it. Just when he gets ready to go to me, I won't be there at any rate. On April 26th, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services issued a determination. Now, I said April 26th. A determination that a public health emergency exists. Where did she get her information? Janet Napolitano? Who the heck knows? As a consequence of the confirmed cases of H1N1 influenza in four U.S. states, and on April 27th, she had a press briefing that she made that statement. She said, yesterday I issued a public health emergency declaration as part of a standard operating procedure to make more government resources available to combat the spread of swine flu. She then ordered the FDA to proceed to permit things like Tamiflu to be used for populations that otherwise wouldn't be used for, in this case, for example, very, very young children. Then on June 11th, the World Health Organization raised the level of the swine flu influenza pandemic alert from phase 5 to phase 6, its highest level in declaring. The world is now at the start of the 2009 influenza pandemic, while admitting its severity would be likely moderate and most people will recover from swine flu within a week, just as they would from seasonal forms of influenza. Folks, every year in this country, I had it wrong the other day. I said 300,000. Now, every year, an average of 36,000 people die in this country of flu. But it's not necessarily the flu that kills them. It's they have mitigating health circumstance. The either type of flu will weaken you. So what they're telling you to do is shoot yourself up with this toxin. I mean, it's a toxin is what it is. Now, is Chris back? Okay. So they did that on June 11th. Now, there was no emergency earlier or now, but you'd never know it from the hype the media reports to convince people voluntarily to submit to the experimental, untested, toxic, and extremely dangerous vaccine that damaged the human immune system. Now, on the issue of Tamiflu, it's worth recalling that almost 4 years ago, on November 13th of 2005, Japan's health ministry said it was looking into reports of a number of sudden deaths of young people who had taken prescribed dosages of Tamiflu. The ministry also found 64 cases of psychological disorders linked to the drug in the past 4 years. The Japan Institute of Pharmacovigilance head, Dr. Ruka Hama, said Tamiflu appears to be similar to other powerful drugs that can cause behavioral changes by affecting the central nervous system. It is the leading medication prescribed for the treatment and its prevention of the flu. In April, the DHS ordered 12 million doses made available in locations around the country for quick access if needed. And let me remind you, folks, it wasn't the H1N1 vaccine that this young lady, remember the 26-year-old Washington Redskin cheerleader took? Have you seen the video of what that flu injection did to her body, her nervous system, which corroborates what the Japan's health minister had determined? Now, this goes back. George Bush's executive orders 13295 and 13375, Homeland Security Presidential Directive 21 and Military Pandemic Planning. That was done under George Bush. In addition to the federal laws, the Bush executive orders, EOs, HSPD 21, and Pentagon plan suggest a hidden agenda behind today's swine flu crisis as a way to institute martial law on the pretext of public health emergency, using the hype fear to win popular acquiescence. On April 4th of 2003, the Executive Order 13295 issued a revised list of quarantinable communicable diseases that included cholera, diphtheria, infectious tuberculosis, plague, smallpox, yellow fever, severe acute respiratory syndrome, or SARS, and viral hemorrhagic fevers like Ebola and Lassa. I'm surprised they didn't put in there never mind. I won't even go there. On April 1st of 05, Executive Order 13375 amended the Executive Order 13295 by following the following new subsection. This was in 05, folks, remember? Influenza caused by novel or reemergent influenza viruses that are causing or have the potential to cause a pandemic. What did they know in 05? On October 2007, HSPD 21 established a national strategy for public health and medical preparedness, which builds upon principles set forth in the 04 Biodefense for the 21st Century and will transform our national approach to protecting the health of American people against all disasters. It called for a nationwide, robust, and integrated biosurveillance to provide early warning and ongoing characterization of disease outbreaks in near real time. Countermeasure stockpiling and distribution of medical countermeasures, that being the vaccine, drugs, and therapeutics to a large population. Mass casualty care created by a catastrophic health event. And community resilience, whereby civic leaders, citizens, and families are educated regarding threats, are empowered to mitigate their own risk. In addition, the federal government must be involved in medical preparedness to assist nationwide in the face of potential catastrophic health events. In May of 07, the Department of Defense, the implementation plan for pandemic influenza, prepared for the possible H5N1 avian flu pandemic that could affect up to one-third of the population and kill as many as 3 million in just weeks, it was claimed. It involved using U.S. troops to put down riots, guard pharmaceutical plants and shipments, and restrict the movement of people inside the country and across borders. Now, the plan remains active and U.S. law authorizes, including Section 1076 and 333 of the John Warner National Defense Authorization Act for fiscal year 2007. That amended, by the way, the 1807 Insurrection Act and 1878 Posse Comitatus Act. They prohibit using federal National Guard troops for law enforcement except as constitutionally allowed or expressly authorized by Congress in times of national emergency, like an insurrection, or how about a phony H1N1 pandemic, and we have a president that declares a national emergency. You see where this is going. Now, the president may now announce a public emergency, declare martial law, suspend the Constitution, and deploy U.S. troops on city streets to suppress what he calls disorder. Now, Alan Phillips, on the issue of the legal basis for quarantines, he said that underlying laws allow states to mandate vaccines in an emergency, throw out exemptions, impose quarantines, and isolation outside of our homes. And the only way around this is to change state policy and law. U.S. laws are similar. They can mandate vaccines and let states isolate and quarantine swine flu victims if authorities call the disease infectious and life-threatening. We'll be right back.
Is credit card debt stressing you out? If you're serious about regaining control of your finances, Big Solutions, the country's leading nonprofit debt management and consumer credit counseling service, can get you back on track. Whether you're behind with your payments or just frustrated with balances that never seem to go down, BSI can help you. Creditors have given Big Solutions very special repayment arrangements to help you get out of debt. These include lowering interest rates by 50% or more, bringing past due accounts current, and stopping harassing collections calls. BSI's team of certified financial counselors can consolidate all your credit card bills into one low monthly payment.
I chose BSI because they never asked for high fees I couldn't afford, and my creditors told me that Big Solutions had a great reputation.
Call the debt specialist at Big Solutions right now at 1-800-497-7722 to receive more information. BSI works with your lenders, but more importantly, Big Solutions works for you. Take control of your finances. Call 1-800-497-7722.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Utopia Silver believes it is your God-given and constitutionally protected right to make your own health care decisions however you choose. You have a right to truthful information about natural alternatives for healing and preventing illness. We don't sell drugs or tell you just to ask your doctor about expensive medications that only manage disease symptoms and have side effects that lead to still more medications in an endless spiral. Instead, we provide you with honest information and quality products so you don't have to depend on drugs. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, but we also make and distribute some of the best colloidal silver, colloidal gold, and other top-notch supplements available anywhere. Take charge of your health and support our health freedom battles by visiting us at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIASILVER.com or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338. This is Ben Taylor, and you will be appreciated in Utopia.
Background on this, the September 03, the MSPHA, and that stands for the Model State Public Health Act, lets state, local, and tribal governments revise or update public health statutes and administrative regulations, according to James Hodges, executive director of Johns Hopkins and Georgetown University's Center for Law and Public Health. Over half the states have these laws that can order flu testing, ban public gatherings, mandate quarantines, and issue other emergency public health directives. Federal law already to do it, including the 2006 Public Readiness and Emergency Preparedness Act that lets the Homeland Security Secretary declare any disease an epidemic or national emergency requiring mandatory vaccinations. Now, it also protects drug companies from tort liability, and except in the cases of willful misconduct. Now, the U.S. state response to swine flu, growing numbers of states are exploiting the hyped scare by declaring a public health emergency. Others are passing laws that order forced quarantines, impose fines or imprisonment for offenders, and prepare to govern under martial law with local police, National Guard, or federal troops for enforcement. Florida ordered voluntary or mandatory detentions at home or in state-designated facilities. There's your FEMA camp, folks. As well as closures of suspected buildings and areas. And their quarantine detention order states Non-compliant persons are ordered to remain in detention quarantine until released by the state epidemiologist or health officer. Bureaucrat. At home, they must wear a surgical mask at all times in the presence of anyone, even family members, and follow other required instructions while in isolation. Wonder if they're going to use a tether on you. In state-run facilities, they must comply with all orders regarding their medical care and must cooperate with the detention facility's access to themselves and their medical records for purposes of delivering and monitoring their medical care. Let me pause here. Get out my copy of the Austin Un-American Statesman. On their front page, just 2 days ago, Wednesday, October 28th, H in bold, bold. Headline story, H1N1 shots, prison bound. 45,000 at-risk inmates will be getting their vaccinations by next week. Now, let me ask you a question, folks, because you have no rights in prison. Hell, I don't have any rights, and I'm not even in prison. These people have done away with the Constitution and any redress to government. So we're going to have 45,000 prisoners injected with this H1N1 vaccine, and you ain't going to be able to get out of it. And if it's going to happen in this state, guaranteed it's going to happen in every state. Because, well, they're prisoners. They're confined. They're in contact with each other. So one case could rapidly spread throughout the whole prison, so therefore we must vaccinate everybody. And these, and as I said, in state-run facilities, they must comply with all orders regarding their medical care and must cooperate with the detention facility's access themselves and their medical records for purposes of delivering and monitoring their medical care. Now, these actions taken under the police power authority of the health department and the cooperation is required by law. That's not cooperation. That's an order. Failure to comply is a crime. Now, forms circulating on the internet show that Iowa ordered home or facility quarantines for anybody suspected of possible H1N1 infection. However, and here's the deal, folks, most of the flu cases here in the country is not H1N1. They don't even know what they're looking at, and they have no way of determining. Well, I'm sure that they do, but they're not going to do it. They're just going to classify it. You're infectious. You're to be quarantined. North Carolina's draft isolation order calls for imprisonment for up to 2 years and pretrial detention for residents failing to comply with the isolation orders. Washington empowers local health authorities to issue emergency detention orders for up to 10 days. The Terminator, Schwarzenegger, on April 28th, he issued a proclamation to confront swine flu outbreak and ordered all state agencies and departments to utilize and employ state personnel, equipment, and facilities to assist the Department of Public Health, and the state emergency plan is coordinated by the California Emergency Management Agency. He further proclaimed a state of emergency because of conditions of extreme peril. On April 26, New York Governor David Patterson activated the state's health emergency preparedness plan, thereby putting the state on high alert to quickly identify and respond to any cases of swine flu. On April 28, Texas became the second state to declare a swine flu emergency as officials closed schools and canceled sporting events after an alleged fatality was reported at a press conference by Rick Perry. And he said, and I'm quoting him, "I'm issuing a disaster declaration which covers the entire state. This will move Texas to a higher state of alert and release resources to address the spread of the virus." By the way, that was done April 28th. They're whining and complaining the distribution of the H1N1 vaccinations haven't gotten here. And when they do, they're going to be routed to prisoners. Which are going to be in quarantine, I would imagine, because of their sentences for some time to come. We'll be back right after this.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. The because you can handle the truth.
Attention, ladies. Dr. Arthur Perry is inviting you to participate in a nationwide giveaway of his Miracle Cream Night Skin. If you want smooth, firm skin with healthy collagen and elastin, you are eligible for a free 10-day supply of Night Skin, the skincare formula with proven results. Night Skin works while you sleep to even skin tones on your face and neck, exfoliate, and also reduce the appearance of fine lines. This one amazing cream does the work of four expensive products. If you want firmer, beautiful skin and you're new to Dr. Perry's Night Skin, you're eligible to have a free 10-day supply rushed to your door. Here's how.
For your free 10-day supply of Night Skin, call 1-800-362-5848. You only pay shipping and handling. Call right now and ask for your free supply of Night Skin. Call 1-800-362-5848 and be sure to click on our banner at www.republicbroadcasting.org.
If you have more than $25,000 in debt and are facing foreclosure, we can stop the foreclosure in one day and get you out of debt in 90 days without making a single payment. Did you know that debt settlement is illegal in at least 7 states and that if you hire an attorney to help you get out of debt, you'll pay 7 to 10 times more than legally necessary? The system is rigged. These guys get kickbacks from your creditors while charging you up front to get into nothing more than just another payment plan. Look, this isn't brain surgery. You just need the right information and the right help and answers to your questions. No clients of zero debt in 90 days have had to negotiate with creditors or go to court. Our proven system stops collection calls in 1 minute. Since 1993, we have helped over 80,000 people get out of debt without making a single payment to creditors. Get the right information today and get out of debt in just 90 days. Ask about our $25,000 guarantee and your free copy of 7 Secrets to Debt Freedom when you call 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256 or visit ZeroDebtGuarantee.com today.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
Now, other states have took similar actions, including Nebraska, Ohio, Virginia, Wisconsin, and still others are considering them as the fall flu season approaches and children return to school. Well, it's already happened. After earlier issuing a proclamation of a civil emergency due to the highly infectious disease, Maine Governor John Balducci signed a swine flu emergency decree on September 1st that gives the World Health Organization and the UN martial law authority over the state and authorized the Maine Center for Disease Control to vaccinate the state's residents. Making this mandatory wasn't mentioned, but state civil emergency powers may allow it if ordered. On April 28th, the Massachusetts Senate unanimously passed the most draconian law to date, S-2028, that imposes virtual martial law authority. If it's passed in the House and becomes law, it gives the governor sweeping powers, lets public health officials mandate vaccines, and with law enforcement and medical personnel, enter private residences and businesses without warrants, quarantine non-compliers, and impose a $1,000 a day fine and or imprisonment up to 30 days. It also authorizes the closures and evacuations to decontaminate residents, buildings, or facilities. I wonder if they're going to burn things down. The destruction of suspect materials, what does that mean? My house? Yeah, there you go. I just said it, and there it is. Restricting or prohibiting public gatherings, public health authorities to use or supervise private health care facilities, and requires private health personnel to provide appropriate services, including vaccinating state residents. The arrest without warrant of anyone believed to have violated an order for isolation or quarantine. Control over ingress or egress. Comings and goings, that is, folks, from public areas and human traffic within them. Enforcement measures for the safe disposal of infectious waste and human remains. Control over medical supplies as well as other measures needed to respond to the emergency. The use of state police for enforcement. Control over routes of transportation and over materials and facilities included, but not limited to, communication devices, carriers, public utilities, fuels, food, clothing, and shelter. And public health officials to institute appropriate civil proceedings against properties to be destroyed in accordance, there it is, in accordance with the existing laws and rules of the courts of this Commonwealth. Of any such rules that may be developed by the courts for use during the emergency, acquired properties may be disposed of by destruction as the court may direct. Now, you think I was kidding about burning your house down? Now, Massachusetts may be the trial balloon for what federal authorities plan everywhere as the fall flu season approaches, to be followed by hyped reports of nationwide swine flu outbreaks, perhaps caused by the vaccines intended to prevent them. Now, there is a thought, because I have only taken one flu vaccination in my entire life, and I couldn't refuse it because I was in the military at the time, folks. And guess what? Over 75% of the company got when they got their flu vaccination. The very next day, 75% of the company was down with, you guessed it, flu. So is the grand plan here is to stampede? Is this why they have done it voluntarily so far with the hype? To get people to take this H1N1 so they actually do become infected and have the ability to spread it? But so far, it's not killing people in mass numbers now, is it? People are recovering from it without taking anything. Guy in Arkansas. Hello, Guy.
Hey, John. Long time no talk.
What's up?
Well, you know, obviously, the powers that want to be are, I think, making an extremely last-ditch effort to corral the masses and genocide them out through this legislation, the swine flu legislation, just by their edicts, as you were reading, is testimony to that. I think people should be forewarned and forearmed, because obviously it's going to come down to those who resist physically versus those who just bow down and kiss the feet. So that's the line in the sand, and it's a personal choice that everyone's going to have to make. And that's where it stands. And, you know, tying back your reading about the Girl Scouts, remember that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, it got me thinking, you know, after you tumble things around in your mind for a little bit, all of a sudden you start seeing little daylight out of the little portholes of reality. And dawned on me one day, I said, oh, you know what, how keen of it would it be for them to you know, pay off the mothers and the fathers some big grandiose money, march their little daughters up to the door, knock on the door, and right behind them is the nurse with the flying swine flu shot and a couple of deputies or whatever, and maybe sitting in the car is a couple of SWAT team guys, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And for those who are steadfast to draw the line that it's my shot, not your shot, well, gee, who's going to sit there and volley the first round with a couple of six-year-olds sitting in front of your front door, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I guess that was just my revelation of the day. And have a great weekend, John. We'll talk to you later.
Thank you, Guy. Yeah, if the children are at such risk, why hasn't Halloween been called off? Now, here are kids. They're going door to door, handling candies. And in many cases, we're not talking about wrapped candies. When I was a kid, we got caramelized apples and all kinds of neat things that people wouldn't make. Oh, well, then we got some wing nuts out there that thought it'd be kind of cool to put razor blades and candied apples. So, you know, people kind of got the idea, well, maybe I should be putting out wrapped candies. But these are being handled by kids and adults. And then we throw them in these little bags and kids go home and they handle all that stuff. And they got their fingers in their mouth and they're licking the candy off their finger. Why haven't they canceled Halloween? If we've got a pandemic going on, it's going to be our little children. They're going to be helped spreading it. Why haven't they canceled it? Because it's non-existent. That's why. And we want the little kids out there on Devil's Night, don't we? We've elevated this to the status of one of the most celebrated holidays. Oh, that being Christmas. Oh, that's right. Jesus, his birthday. Yeah. I want to play a clip here that came in. And callers, just hang on. This comes from... Oh, I just lost a doggone thing. No, wait a minute. Here it is. It's hiding. No, I just X'd it out. At any rate, let me go back to my website because this is posted on Republic Broadcasting. And this is information that's come out, and this is a military, this is military personnel. And it, for some reason, won't let me get to it now. Isn't that interesting? Let me try this one more time. There it is. Okay. Now this is, and this has gone viral throughout the country. Now, this is the U.S. military preparing to close all borders under the H1N1 national emergency, which just was declared not too long ago, a couple days ago, okay? Here is her report. By the way, she's got shingles.
I'm sorry about my appearance. Appearance isn't so good because I'm sick with the shingles. Diagnosed this morning from the medical facility, given stuff for it, but I'm going to beat it with Jesus' help. You better believe it. Listen, I wouldn't be making a video during these days, but somebody sent me something, and I have to bring it to your attention. And I can't pose to you how important this is, okay? So I really need you guys to listen up. If you think what I'm telling you is hogwash, I really feel sad for you. I really do. This says U.S. military prepares to close all borders under H1N1 national emergency. Now back, I'm going to give you some background on myself. Been working on the border for a long time, guys. A long time. All of a sudden, they're shutting us down December 31st. We have orders where all of us are to leave the border, vacate where we've been staging our equipment, and make sure it's nice and clean, and we have to be out of there and gone. I'm talking to you about a 21-year operation being shut down. Okay? Now, I'm going to read to you what was sent to me. I'm going to cut through the red tape here and get right to it. Military planning for possible H1N outbreak. This was off of CNN in Washington. The U.S. military wants to establish regional teams of military personnel to assist civilian authorities in the event of a significant outbreak of the H1N1 virus this fall. Obviously, this was back in April or May. They were just waiting on a proposal to be signed by Defense Secretary Robert Gates. Now, that's not news to me. I've known that. The officials would not be identified because the proposal from the U.S. Northern Command, also known as NORTHCOM, its General Victor Renart, has not been approved by the Secretary. The plan calls for the military task force to work in conjunction with FEMA There is no final decision on how the military efforts would be manned, but one source said it would likely include personnel from all branches of the military. Here's a scenario for you guys of what might happen during one of these special crisis committees. Dear President Obama, thank you, Dr. Zaramba. After consulting with congressional leaders and Secretary of Defense, I now declare that the civil authorities lack the resources to cope with the epidemic virus H1N1. Therefore, it is my sad duty to impose the status of martial law in the United States of America. I ordered now closing our borders and also ordered all military reservists to report for work within 24 hours. I have instructed all aircraft grounded, all travel interstate suspended, and all schools closed. We currently deploy some Army units along our southern borders, and an agreement with Canada will result in closure of the border based on the allocations of specific areas of responsibilities of this country. Here's the official information, guys, backing up the quotes that I just gave you. The following information was obtained from global research about how martial law could be instituted in the United States should there be a national emergency declared. Okay, which just was. If you haven't been watching the news lately, he did declare a national emergency over this outbreak. In addition to the federal laws above, the Bush Executive Orders HSPD-21 and the Pentagon plan suggests a hidden agenda behind today's swine flu crisis as a way to institute martial law on the pretext of public health emergency, using hyped fear to win popular acquiescence. On April 4th, 2003, an executive order 13295 issued a revised list of quarantinable communicable diseases that included cholera, diphtheria, infectious TB, smallpox, yellow fever, severe acute respiratory syndrome, also known as SARS, and viral hemorrhagic fevers like Ebola and Lassa. On April 1st, 2005, Executive Order 13375 was amended to Executive Order 13295 by adding the following new subsection. Subsection C states, influenza caused by a novel or reemergent influenza virus that are causing or have the potential to cause a pandemic. October 2007, during the time of the big, huge wildfires in California, President Bush was signing this, HSPD-21. It establishes a national strategy for public health and medical preparedness, which builds upon principles set forth in the 2004 Biodefense for the 21st century and will transform our national approach to protecting the health of the American people against all disasters. It calls for nationwide, robust, and integrated biosurveillance to provide early warning and ongoing characterization of disease outbreaks in the near real time. Countermeasure stockpiling and distribution of medical countermeasures, i.e. vaccines, drugs, and therapeutics, to a large population. Mass casualty care created by a catastrophic health event. And community resilience, whereby civic leaders, civilians, citizens and families.
All right, and a lot of that information I read. Now, this video has gone viral, okay? It's been, I think, a couple million people by now have seen this. So we are already in a national crisis, folks. The Bankster gangsters have taken over. And I want you to remember something. Down here in Texas, they have forced evacuation laws that have included pandemic. And what did Rick Perry do? Well, he declared pandemic, state of emergency. I would not put it past them to do this, to declare a martial law. Because if you watch what the news media are doing, they're doing it with a certain amount of fervor, trying to get people to take this H1N1 vaccination, hyping the stories, scaring the crap out of everybody. So, again, I'll ask the question, do they want people voluntarily taking this to help spread it? I Margie in Indiana.
That's Idaho.
I'm sorry, Idaho.
That's okay. It's off the topic just a little bit. I just, after he signed the hate bill the other day,
mm-hmm.
I just needed to call you and thank you for you giving out the information and having your radio program out there for me and who your hosts are. I can't tell you how much I've learned, and I am so grateful to you, and I just needed to say it to you before they take you off. I needed you to know that you've been there for some of us, and I pray, and I want you to know that you've meant a lot to me.
Well, Margie, thank you for that. I do appreciate it. Thank you very much. We'll be right back, folks.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Restore the Republic. The social network for the modern revolutionary. Activating the silent masses into action. At RestoreTheRepublic.net, we're seizing power from the globalist world controllers and handing it back to the people. RestoreTheRepublic.net, where patriots rally on the objective. The Liberty Bell tolls once again for a movement on the rise. Make RestoreTheRepublic.net your place to unify and activate the revolution.
Had about enough of the bold-faced lies and propaganda, have you?
Republic Magazine exposes the mainstream media garbage for what it is. Grab a stack and take America back. Use Republic Magazine to wake the people and crush the corporate-controlled propaganda machines. Page after glossy page of factual information to fuel the second American revolution. Get it all and more at RepublicMagazine.com.
Attention, an important product from HempUSA.org, microplant powder, will change your life by removing all types of positive toxins, such as heavy metals, parasites, bacteria, viruses, and fungus from the digestive tract and stomach wall so you can absorb nutrients. Microplant powder is 89% silica and packed with a negative charge that attracts positive toxins from the blood, organs, spine, and brain. This product has the ability to rebuild cartilage and bone, which allows synovial fluid to return to the joints. Silica is a precursor to calcium, meaning the body turns silica into calcium and is great for the heart. There is no better time than now to have microplant powder on your shelf or in your storage shelter. And with an unlimited shelf life, you can store it anywhere. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. It's a great way to change your life. So call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Ken in Texas. Hello, Ken.
John.
Yes.
Hey, I finally got it figured out. I was born a child of God and lived in a house, and I had a constitution, lived in a state with a constitution, and had a deal with the a contract with the United States of America. But they want me to believe that I was a former fetus, I lived in a product, I'm a fiction, I'm a corporation, and I'm a stakeholder, and I participate in sustainable development under the United Nations.
That's pretty much it. They've assumed that that's what you are now.
Right, unless you tell them you ain't.
Well, and you know what? That doesn't really matter because the corporation known as the United States government has made you that little corporate entity, and, well, you don't have anything to say about it.
Yeah, but I'm not a fiction.
Well, according to them, you are.
But you got to tell them you're not.
All right, what court are you going to argue this in?
I'll tell you what. We got a thing with code compliance corporation, and we went down there and we gave to the bailiff, which is, I'm not a fiction on a corporation, don't live in a zone, deal in the metro. The judge says, we'll get back to you. They never did.
Really?
And then next time they're giving us a hassle, I stood in front of the city council, you know, with the board over there. I says, why don't you give us a ticket for all this? They sit there and stood mute.
They don't want to engage that and have it being brought up in a court of law. So they'll just dismiss it because right now you're just an irritant.
I was told that it's against the law to, if you claim you're not a corporation, not a fiction, it's against the law to do anything to you.
Well, that very...
And they're not going to break the law.
Well, some have had the determination that's exactly what they have done by flipping this country's government. Because, Ken, you now live in the greatest democracy on the planet. Didn't you know that?
That's right. No more republic, huh?
That's right.
Yeah, well, and no more constitution, huh?
According to them.
According to them, yeah. But you got to tell them in no uncertain terms that we don't go with that nonsense.
Well, and that's what I've mentioned, Ken, about the pushback against all of this. That you need to resist it. You need to stand up and you need to speak your mind about it.
Right.
Because once they get the idea that many more people are doing that than not, then maybe we'll back them off.
That's right. All right. Hey, how about you go, John? Bye.
Okay, thanks, Ken. I appreciate your call. I didn't even get a chance to get into the issue here of the health care bill. But let me play you something here real quick, if I can bring this up. Speaker Pelosi, by the way, she denied public access to the health care statements that she was making. And I guess somebody, some enterprising individual, got the ability to just say, Pelosi, you're a Nazi. And she played it off as if they were representing the insurance companies. Here's what the security had told people who were trying to enter this.
Are you saying I can go down there or not? Is this a question I have?
No, sir.
All right, so you're saying I can't go down?
You're not authorized for the speaker staff.
Now, have it been an A? So the speaker staff saying I can't go down there?
That's correct.
Oh, so the speaker said you can't attend. Well, who the hell is Nancy Pelosi? Well, and this is what they were doing outside of the venue.
You have to be on the RSVP list are you with an organization, or did you RSVP with our list?
No,
are you on the press, in the press, member
no.
of the press? And you didn't RSVP? No.
When was the RSVP?
It went out to the people we invited.
Okay. Why was it only a select few?
Because that's how we're handling this event.
That's too bad.
Sorry, you could watch it on C-SPAN.
Oh, you can watch it on C-SPAN.
Came all the way down here.
I'm sorry.
Thank you.
Yeah. Watch it on C-SPAN. You're not going to have a voice in which to say, Pelosi, you're a Nazi. We'll be back with you Monday, ladies and gentlemen, with another edition of the National Intel Report. And I don't see any official declaration that the little kitties, by way of visiting houses all over the country, might be spreading the H1N1. They're not going to cancel Devil Day. With recent